So how do we experience the blessings of forgiveness? But look at Jeremiah 31, 34. And the first part, God speaking to Israel, telling him about a future state. No more shall everyone teach his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they also know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord. Why? Look at this. For I will forgive their iniquity. What does it mean for you to forgive our iniquity, God? Look at the end of that verse. And their sin I will remember no more. Now look at this. God has forgotten all my sins. Now think for a second. We like to forget them. We hurt someone, we try and forget about it. We do something dreadful, we try and forget about it. But it's still there. How can God forget things? That's the story of the cross. And when we get to justification, God explains it completely. But number one, the way we open and enjoy the gift of forgiveness is we have to affirm. In fact, the hymn, when Satan tempts me to despair and tells me of the guilt within, upward I look and see him there who made an end to all my sin. What does forgiveness mean? It means when I am reminded of how darkly I've lived, how blindly I've lived, how much I've stumbled in life, I remind myself that through what Jesus Christ did on the cross, God has forgotten. Look back at verse 34, lest you think I'm just making this up. Their sin I will remember no more. To remember no more means forgotten. Now, if you're born again, you can say that over and over and over again. I talked to someone this week, and they're smitten with something they did, and they said, you don't know how horrible it is. And I said, I don't want to know how horrible it is, but I know someone that does know how horrible it is, and that person has forgotten that you did that. Now, there are consequences. There are consequences to sin, even if they're forgiven. But the endless penalty due and God's condemnation is gone. Okay, let's turn to Romans 8:1 and see a New Testament expression of the new covenant. Romans 8, New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans chapter 8, verse 1. And we're going to see a lot of these in Romans, and Romans is the key understanding of salvation. But the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. That's why the hymn writer wrote, no condemnation now I dread, Jesus and all in him is found, alive in him my living head, and clothed in righteousness divine. Alive in him. I mean, we could sing it this morning. Where did he get all those words? Forgiveness. The gift of forgiveness from God involves not only forgetting our sin, but Jesus will never condemn me for my sins. And finally, Jesus said to the woman, woman, where are your accusers? And she said, there are none, Lord. And what did Jesus say? Verse 11, chapter 8 of John's Gospel. Jesus said, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. That is a beautiful picture of this truth of forgiveness. When Jesus forgives us, he will never condemn me for my sins. Okay? Now, if you don't know that's happened, this would be a good time to make sure. Today would be a great day to make sure you know that you're forgiven.